blessed Sunday afternoon. My name is Michael Kaidon, and I welcome you to Inside SCOM. Inside SCOM is a weekly program that is produced and presented by the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM. SCOM is the oldest student movement, which was established in 1961, and its vision is to be a vibrant student movement on every campus, capable of impacting the whole society for God. Today, we continue with the teaching on ethical leadership by Justice Dr. Chifundo Kachali, and today is going to specifically focus on biblical examples of ethical leaders. We also get to hear a lot more about the SCOM Center project, so I urge you to stick around. But for a start, as we're in the Christmas season, I invite Mark Power to give us a Christmas song titled O Holy Night.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. And long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Christmas song titled O Holy Night, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi, and today you are with me, Michael Kaidon. This time I invite Justice Dr. Chifundo Kachali to share more on ethical leadership, and is specifically focusing on biblical examples of ethical leaders.
Quickly, let me look at some biblical examples of ethical leaders. One of my favorite Old Testament persons, Joseph. The Bible says about Joseph, Genesis 39. So Joseph was completely trustworthy. Abana Ake didn't even need a report. He says the only concern he had was Leonidjajan. So at least I'm remember, this is just a slave. He's bought him off the market. He's a foreigner. But he comes in and he's so trustworthy. That's one of the keys to being ethical. Being a good steward. Like I said, you're not starting your own SCOM. Understand what the ministry is trying to accomplish on your campus. Be interested to know. Be a steward. Recognize that you are not in charge yourself. Somebody else is responsible. So Joseph was trusted by his boss over all his material resources. And the Bible now says that, but in the context of that, then Potiphar's wife started being interested in. So even as you serve God well, you are not beyond temptation. So as an ethical person, One of the things that will save you is to anticipate temptation. Know that you will be tempted. Know that you are not beyond temptation. But like Joseph, Joseph understood that he refused to sleep with Potiphar's wife. And the Bible says she approached him several times. He says, how can I do such a thing and sin against God? In verse 9 of that passage. So you must fear God. That's one thing we learn from Joseph. Somebody said, Satan akafuna kunamiza makuza paliba kuona. Kuma Satan anduachi pongo. Because by saying that, awigani niyo mkula palibe. He's saying, good in you and no bad. Because ngati weo kuchita, you were at least to kuona. Eh? So, by suggesting good in nobody sees, what the devil is telling you is you are a nobody. Now that's a big insult. Because you're not a nobody. But he's also trying to lie to you because God also is seeing. So at least plant hawira one. You and God. So if you fear God, you don't want God to catch you doing anything wrong. No matter who is not seeing. And Paul tells Timothy, flee from youthful lust. Joseph is an immorality. Anatawa. Okay? So in your conduct with the opposite sex, be above board as a leader. Ethical leaders mind their boundaries. Osa kumana nda secretary yo nda kazi nwa muna and hawiri usiku kuchipinda. Mule unoka. Even assuming nothing bad happens. But what impression are you creating? Because you know that on your campus, people are sleeping together anyway. So don't assume. The Bible says to the pure, all things are pure, right? And when akawona inuyo, they will project what they will do when they see you conducting yourself like that. So, if you want to be an ethical leader, be very intentional about maintaining appropriate boundaries with the opposite sex. Be a good steward. Be a good steward of your own integrity and the integrity of the other person. Musakali chifukwa jomwa ntwalembe kumunyoza muntu winayo. Chifa umapezeka ndino malola kwika ntayola kwika. That's not a good leader. Be very intentional. Value people. Joseph respected Potiphar so much that even when his Potiphar's wife was presenting herself, some people think, look at verse 7, is it? Of Genesis 39. Look at verse 10. So this was not a one-off. That's the point I'm trying to make. Brazilian. Mascara. Perfume. Okay, this woman was on a mission. She tried everything she knew how to entice a hot-blooded young man. Because Joseph was a young man like you and I. Biologically, not different. Somebody who could be stimulated by what he saw if his thoughts were not right. So we are saying Joseph, he didn't allow zokumva imva thupi lake zimpange leader astray. Ngoti eh mtaji wanga sapeleka pamanja. And Joseph could have rationalized. I mean, Joseph could have said, "Ine mzimai usina gamfusire ndine. Ndipo mzimai yu, ndika makana ibuino, mwina son chito yanga izienda buino." Joseph didn't say that. Joseph actually ended up in trouble for refusing to sleep with this woman. That's another thing I want to warn you about being ethical. Being ethical may lead you to trouble, okay? Just because you're doing the right thing doesn't mean everybody will be happy with you. Garandafuna onere maeso, nde ukaduo ulandiwe. Ukwana garuka popula pa uje pa klasi po. But that's what an ethical person does. You can't be participating in zinsola gui. The other example, Daniel. This is what the Bible says about Daniel, Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Somebody read Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. So Daniel was reliable, first of all. So if you want to be an ethical person, you must be dependent. And wakakuza jintu, asaida kuzaku fusas. Okay? So if you invite me to come and preach next year in December, and tell me, muzabiripa 12 December, services are number 9 o'clock, mujaga 2025, you don't have to remind me. Unless Jesus comes, or I am dead, I'll be there. What it will mean is, if any other appointment comes, I'll tell them that day is taken. Because I must be reliable. I must be a mundhoti ndikane na chintu changa, mawanga, antu azagwirisa chito. But the other thing about Daniel, he was neither negligent nor corrupt. That is a very high standard of integrity. Ena fetima lakwitsa, not because nifantoipa. Being corrupt means you're intentionally doing wrong. But being careless and negligent is because ukupanga zimosa samala, the way mlongo makonda kuhagana ndi antu, antu akumadabwa, because you're careless. The jokes you're sharing, antu akumadabwa, that is sunga. Joke you mean in your poster chair. Because you're careless. A person who is ethical is very, very meticulous. They think carefully. Good, yes. Mulongo yoti di mkomiti imots. Kumankani yi, di ofrika nzitu mizila ma text half 11. Kamane tigambireno kukashi. You're thinking carefully. Is this an urgent matter or can it wait? Be careful. Simuli pajibwenzi mwenda wakira na maji. Muka mkamba nkani duty bus mungkile mtu mkosi. Now you have nothing sinister in your mind. But are you sure you're being careful? Because kwantwena akumazidabwa zinthu zicha. Ndalama ayo mpangati plan kuti muibweza. Zakuvutana. Kuma who are you accountable to? Are you sure simukuba? Just because ndalama ayo ikamafunika mukamutabweza. Transaction machitai apapa in the meantime. Itatulukiridwa. Are you sure anthu akulemekeza ndi ndokhulupirikabe? I'm talking about being careful. So your intention is not to steal. But are you truly being a good steward of the resources under your care? Or you've taken advantage? So the Bible says, when they tried to investigate Daniel, he was that meticulous. Sana mpezere jifugwa, ata mufufuza. Atata antafate kufufuzani, bale mulongo. Titango tenga foni anuyo. For the past 28 days, wone ma website mapangavi. Mutango tipatsa ule mumene woo. Tikarabe kuti tukule mekeza ni jimozi mozi. Masuka na antafanga betting, ati sinandi vuta kwambiri. Betting is bad. Betting is betting. So Daniel was a man of integrity. A very high standard of integrity. He was neither negligent nor corrupt. Anali mundhoti amasamala mena machitira zinthu zake zonse. Kayankhulidwe kake kosamala. Kayankhidwe kake kosamala. Kayendedwe kake kosamala. Koma amapita Daniel anaita kudzoti Daniel uyu kuti timpeze. Tikampeze kopemphera basi. Ena mpira maukonda kwambiri ngati mpira umene maufuna kwambiri wakuonetsa ulumubala mukaonera. And your justification is in a cinema mamowa in a sama hule cinema panga ndimakangonera mpira. But are you sure? Remember, leadership is example. If somebody weaker sees your example, are you sure? We know against mukamusocheretsa inuyo because of football. Those are leadership questions about ethics. The things you like, are they undermining your Christian witness and example? Kuti yes mulongo mavalidwe muli ndi ufulu wanu koma zovala dzinadzi mukavala maganizira kuti kula alongo a flesh and blood kamena maona ngari ndangero ha zawo izo zawo. The Bible says temptation will surely come, but woe to him or her through whom they come. That's a leadership concern, and that's what Daniel tried to do. Nehemiah is a third example. Nehemiah chapter 5. Nehemiah's reaction to the oppression of the poor. And in verse 14 it says, during all the 12 years that I was governor of the land of Judah, from the 20th year that Artaxerxes was emperor until his 32nd year, neither my relatives nor I ate the food I was entitled to have as a governor. Verse 15, every governor who had been in office before me had been a burden to the people and had demanded 40 silver coins a day for food and wine. Even their servants had oppressed the people. But I acted differently because I honored God. I put all my energy into rebuilding the wall and did not acquire any property. Everyone who worked for me joined in the rebuilding. I regularly fed at my table 150 of the Jewish people and their leaders, besides all the people who came to me from the surrounding nations. Every day I served one ox, six of the best sheep, and many chickens. And every 10 days I provided a fresh supply of wine. But I knew whatever burdens the people had to bear. So I did not claim the allowance that the governor is entitled to. I pray you, O God, remember to my credit everything that I have done for these people. Nehemiah did not exploit his position of power for personal advantage. As a leader, there are certain advantages that come with your position. But if you want to be an ethical leader, be prepared to forego those sometimes for the greater good. Nehemiah says, I was entitled to this allowance, but I didn't take it. Instead, I used my own resources to advance the cause of the gospel. But it says, my previous office holders, ama ujerera mpando. Osa malo wapampando kutu mujerera. Kulo wapampando kutu mutumikire. You can contrast the example of Nehemiah with the experience of Gehaz and Judas Iscariot. When Naaman was sent away without any payment, Gehaz anazungri akuseri. Drabusa aja anaiwala. Anaiwala love offering. Ahudu kwa disipu nakonze kena kaki. Pita ufusira. Aze na ntuhabange maufuru wao. Akabwira visiting preacher man pastor Jewish. Inebanjile rumongondi gwisa nchitu uti ya. Mugutzi watitibe ndarama. Don't be a person who seeks personal advantage. Judas was given the treasury. But John 12 tells us amatapa amo. So that when a woman gave her perfume to Jesus without selling it, Judas was so offended that anakangulitsa Yesu. That's how much Judas loved money. That's how much Judas loved benefiting from the position of trust he had been given. That's not ethical leadership. Ethical leadership is not selfish. Ethical leadership is motivated by love. Love God and love the people God has given you to serve. It's a privilege to lead people. It's not a right. There's no right to be a leader, not even in law. Okay? That's why our president, Ajerimaita kwa votera, he has a right to campaign, yes, but he has no right to be a president. Nobody is entitled. It's a privilege. Romans 13 says that leaders are God's servants. So every servant is accountable. Politicians forget that. Politicians think politics is a very temporary affair. No. Politics has got an eternal implication. Because leadership is a ministry. If you remember Romans 12, says, if you have a gift of leading, lead it with diligence, with responsibility. Yes, leadership is a gift. And every leader will be accountable for how they exercise their gift. God will not leave anybody go scot-free. So don't exploit your position of power for personal advantage. The other example is Mordecai. We can read one of the shortest passages in the Old Testament. Do you know what passage is that? Which chapter of Esther is the shortest? Chapter 10. Yes. Read your Bibles. If you want to be a good leader, you must study your Bible. Paul told Timothy, study to show yourself approved. A workman who should not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You can't be a leader who don't know the Bible. You can't be a Christian leader. What are you leading people to? Take an interest in the word of God. Bible study should be something you're excited about. Not just hearing messages that excite you and tickle you. So let's read verse 3 of Esther 10. Mordecai occupied the same office that Haman had occupied. I want you to see the power of leadership. Haman in that same office, amafuna ape antwaje, using his power. Mordecai used his power to bless the people. That's an ethical leader who loves his people. When you go back, the two people actually, the Bible says it was Mordecai who had warned the king about the plot to assassinate him. And yet, when Mordecai did that, it is Haman who gets the credit. That's an unethical leader who wants to get credit for Zopanga and Twen. You know, as a chair, you may have brilliant ideas come from other people in your committee. Be able to acknowledge them. Don't be antwagamaya mikita, antayazo so mafuna zosi zibwera kwa. Kumata kupukanga acknowledge kuti. Yeah, is this ito ananena and our secretary. Let people know that you are not a self-made success. You have a team with you. That's ethical. Haman was not ethical. Anani muntu mafuna kulandira ulemu, pa chintuchopanga muntu win. Okay, remember, one of his most embarrassing moments was when the king was asking, God, what should be done to the person the king chooses to honor? Haman analozi enereza maona ngaturideyo, afuna mpange ono. Palipe juma wapanga cha honorable, kuma afuna akwembe kiza wapangi doa ona. He was so selfish. The moment he explained what should be done, the king says, go do that for Mordecai. Because Mordecai had done something the king wanted to honor. So you see, unethical people always seek the limelight. Amafuna, azuoneka ochuka ndiyo. No, God can use anybody. If you're part of a team, God can use different people. The other example is Paul. Paul's ministry, he worked to provide for himself in order to avoid misunderstanding. So when you read the word of God, Paul says, I as an apostle am entitled to the benefits of an apostle. You can read in 1 Corinthians 9. But he says, in order not to cause offense, I work with my own hands. Chifuko antuo, as a man of God, amena kumaba through masidi. Paul said, in the musandibate sidi. So he says, spiritually you are entitled to give me that money. But because we are operating in a context where there's been so much abuse and confusion, I don't want you to think I am one of those charlatans. So I'll work for myself. Even though, because I'm a servant of God, actually you ought to be paying for my service. Because Paul valued the work of the gospel above his own personal comfort. Amashuanakuti, just being given the role of being a preacher was such a great honor, he didn't want to even earn anything out of it. Yeah, remember, like I said, being the chair, being the leader of your committee, being the leader of this ministry on your campus, that's an honor. Don't belittle that honor. You remember when Jesus told Peter to go and catch a fish, to pay taxes? Matthew 17, from verse 24 to verse 27. It says, when Jesus and his disciples came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and asked, does your teacher pay the temple tax? Of course, Peter answered. When Peter went into the house, Jesus spoke up first. Simon, what is your opinion? Who pays duties or taxes to the kings of this world? The citizens of the country or the foreigners? The foreigners, answered Peter. Well then, Jesus replied, that means that the citizens don't have to pay, but we don't want to offend these people. So go to the lake and drop in a line, pull up the first fish you'll hook, and in its mouth you'll find a coin worth enough for my temple tax and yours. Take it and pay them our taxes. So here is an ethical leader called Jesus. He's faced with an ethical question as to whether he is liable to pay the temple tax. So Jesus engages Peter and says, Peter, I want to understand, according to your civic laws, if you are Prince William, do you pay taxes to King Charles? Because that's the question Jesus was asking. Says, if you're part of the royal family, do you also pay taxes to the same government? The answer is no. What Jesus is saying is, if you are paying taxes into the temple, which is my father's house. As a matter of right, I am exempted. I don't need to pay temple tax, because that's my father's house. But Jesus says, if we start debating these issues, we'll lose focus of the story of the cross. I came here to die on the cross. I don't want them to accuse me of evading tax. Even if I am not required to pay tax, just go and pay. As a leader, be humble. Remember the gospel shouldn't suffer because of your ego, because of insisting to always win the argument. Jesus is saying, if we were to have this debate as a matter of righteousness, I am exempted from paying temple tax because I'm a child, I'm the son of God. But I came here for the cross. The message of the gospel should not be compromised because of people misunderstanding whether I am obligated to pay taxes. I just given you 6 examples with a few side examples of ethical leadership from the Bible.
That's the voice of Justice Dr. Chifundo Kajali, who was talking about biblical examples of ethical leaders, which is part of the series on ethical leadership. We'll conclude that message next week when Justice Dr. Chifundo Kachali will focus on the values of ethical leaders and a lot more things. So be there again.
Hi, I'm Susan Siliga. You're listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for what's happening in SCOM. There is an initiative to construct the SCOM Center in Area 43. I will invite Wallace Chirima to share more about this project.
My name is Wallace Chirima, chairperson for Lirongwe SCOMAF Zone and chairperson for Central Region SCOMAF. I'm here to make a special appeal for support towards the construction project that SCOM is currently undertaking at its Area 43 plot. As a non-profit Christian organization, SCOM continues to impact our society through reaching out to students in education institutions, that's both secondary schools and tertiary institutions. One of the initiatives that we've taken is to seriously transform our Area 43 plot into an income-generating space. This will be done by constructing a conference hall, hostels, events garden, and its support structures, chariots, among others. So far, we've been able to construct the fence around the place and then develop the garden, and we are currently constructing a support structure for our events garden so as to fast-track the operationalization of the garden in a bid to boost our income-generating muscle. The aim is to finish the project by August 2025, and the total budget for the project is 22 million kwacha. The project has been divided into 2 phases. The first phase, which is foundation, and it includes footing and slab construction, will cost us 9,110,000 kwacha. And so far, we've been able to raise 4,164,000 kwacha. While the second phase, which is the construction of the wall, is going to cost us 13,643,000 kwacha. And we intend to have this one finished by August 2025. Or the first phase is supposed to be done by February 2025. Now, our appeal goes to all associates, students, and well-wishers, together with everyone that has benefited from the ministry of SCOM are within this nation. The contributions that we're asking from you all could be given in cash, or they can be given in form of building materials. And for those that would want to give in form of building materials, they are supposed to deliver the materials directly to our national secretariat office, which is at Chirinde here in Lilongwe. But then for those that would want to contribute in form of cash, we can make deposits to the following accounts. So National Bank, the name of our account is Lirongwe SCOMAF Zone, account number 2380684. We can also give through Mpamba, which is on 0881-116-001. Or else we can give through our Airtel Money number 0995-152-683. So for more information on this, you can contact the following: Johnny Seula on 0881-116-001, 0881-116-001, or 0995-1 five 0818-2683. You can also contact myself, Wallace Chirima, on 0881-017-018. 0881-017-018. I wish you all the best as you sit down and think on how best you can help the work of God through SCOM by making these contributions. May God richly bless you.
Yes, thank you, Wallace Chirima, for sharing us insights on how we can participate in the SCOM Center project. I hope, dear listener, you'll be part of this initiative. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's edition of Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. In case you have got questions, feedback on what you have heard in this program, or you want to participate by sharing your testimony or an update of activities that SCOM has organized in your area, please let's get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again is 0881-775-483. Also remember to like and follow our Facebook page, SCOM, Student Christian Organization of Malawi. There you'll be able to get more updates about SCOM, and you also be able to live stream SCOM services like the just ended ASCO North. Visit our website www.scommalawi.org to download a copy of this edition and also get more information about SCOM. Until next week, when we bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi, wish you a Merry Christmas. Today, you were with me, Michael Kaito.
SCOM! Jesus loves you.